Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show today, episode 216. It is Friday, October 18th. I'm your host, Callan. With me, Tim. Tim, say hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Tim here.
So, yeah, welcome back. Kind of a big week. A little bit big. Lots of Google stuff. Pixel 4, 4 XL, now super official. And, well, we don't have to talk about leaks anymore. I'm actually really excited to not talk about Google Pixel 4 leaks anymore. Pixel 4 XL leaks, whatever. So those are official. I actually have a 4 right there, a little 4 right there. But we also have other new stuff to talk about, like this Nest Mini. Oh. Nest Mini still in the box. I should probably pull that out. Nest Mini, Nest Wi-Fi, Pixel Book Go. We have a launch date for Stadia. We say farewell to some other Google products. There's also some leaks this week, like Nvidia Shield TVs popping up on a couple of sites, right? So we know those, even though Nvidia has not announced anything like that. So there's other stuff. We'll have trivia end of the show. If you're new around here, we do trivia. And so what we do is five questions, and we reward five people with prizes who answer those correctly. So yeah, good. Should be a good show. Lots of the Google stuff is a big deal, so we'll probably spend quite a bit of time on that. And then, yeah, we'll get into trivia. Also, just as a reminder from, since last show through the end of the year, we have picked a new charity to donate any donations that you guys give us to the Cancer Research Institute. So for the next 2.5 months, essentially, until the end of the year, if you donate during the show, we've already got some that rolled in before we started, any donations, we will give 100% of those to the Cancer Research Institute. So you've got like 2.5 months. Donate if you can, and we will give it all to the Cancer Research Institute. Pretty excited.
Yes.
So before we got started, Ryan Kerr dropped 40 rupees. I think.
Yes. Yes. You got it. Rupees.
He said no pixels in India. What a disappointment. Yes, that is actually kind of sad. Has to do with the motion sense, I believe. Bert Kuhn dropped $2, says, how do you feel about the Pixel 4? Meh or yeah? We'll talk a little bit about that. I can't share a ton of details there. PC747, Charles W. dropped $10, said, can't catch all live today, but adding to the charity. Alex also dropped $2. So yeah, Pixel 4. Pixel 4 time?
Yeah, let's talk Pixel 4.
Somebody says my video is messed up. I don't know what's going on with my video. Is it really slow?
Not for me. I don't know.
You have that direct connection. Everyone else says it's slow. As long as the audio's on, then just don't watch or something.
Yeah, just turn it off.
Not really sure what to say. Our podcasting platform had some updates this week. I had an issue with Skype, which we use to plug in. And see, it says there's a sync issue. I'm not really sure what to do with that. We'll have to fix it for next one. There's some high CPU usage. That's probably why. High CPU. Okay, let me kill a couple of things real quick. It's always fun.
I don't want mine to be off. Is it just Kellen's or is it mine too, people? Let me know. Because if it's mine too, we'll just cancel the show
now. Cancel it. Just be done with it. All right, I killed a couple of things. Can't kill that.
Little behind the scenes look at Droid Life. Kellen currently has like 200 tabs open in Chrome.
I can actually see in OBS, which we're using, it says that CPU use is just crazy high and that we're dropping frames. So it would make sense if we were a little laggy. Sorry, everyone.
Jesus, this is bad. Oh, as long as it sounds fine, let's just kill those Chrome tabs.
I actually don't have that many open, I don't think. I'm not sure what it is that's being the issue here. I wish I could fix it, but yeah, we're kind of on air. Tim's is fine. It's totally Chrome. Chrome is just...
Come 2020, our New Year's resolution is going to just be a complete revamping of this show, I think.
We could redo some stuff. The problem is we use Macs, and Macs are terrible at almost everything they do, so...
I feel like if we were at least in the same room, we may not have so many issues.
Yeah, that could be. It actually says it's OBS now on my activity monitor. So we'll go until it dies completely, which could be, you know, at any moment.
Good luck.
okay, so Pixel 4. I'll hold this up there. I know it'll show up late since we're delayed or something. Pixel 4, Pixel 4 XL. They're now official. $799 for the Pixel 4, $899 for the Pixel 4 XL. Those are 64 gig versions. There are 128 gig versions that are $100 more. So same exact pricing as last year. They're available for pre-order now at basically everywhere. They will ship on or arrive in store, that sort of thing, on October 24th. So next week. And it makes sense that it's happening that fast. I mean, these things have been leaking so much that we kind of figured Google probably could have started selling them a month ago or something like that. So they are official, though. And, well, I mean, you know, we kind of knew everything. The only things that we maybe didn't were the pricing, which we found out the day before they were announced. You know, all the specs are official. There was no surprises there. Snapdragon 855 is not 855 pluses, which doesn't really matter. 6 gig RAM. Smallish 2800 milliamp hour battery in the little guy. 3700 milliamp hour in the big guy. Dual cameras, 12 megapixel regular, and then a 16 megapixel telephoto. No dual camera on the front anymore, but an 8 megapixel fairly wide angle camera up front. No AX or Wi-Fi 6, so just AC, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 5.0. Of course, there's Motion Sense, which is the Project Soli stuff, face unlock, stereo speakers, IP68 water dust resistance, comes in this fabulous orange color. There's also a white one and a black one.
What?
No fingerprint reader, so just face unlock is all we get to use. Any other surprises? I mean, they showed off... Let's see.
Surprise.
Yeah. During the event, they showed off everything, of course, and talked about, you know, pricing. And then they went into in depth on the cameras. And the cameras, while there's no ultra wide, they talked a lot about how they thought the telephoto, they could do some magic with it. Like their super res zoom is even better now because it has an actual telephoto to use. I think people are still disappointed that there's no ultra wide. They showed off their recorder app. It's kind of sad that like one of the biggest things was a recorder application that they showed, which is a recorder app that you can record your voice and it'll transcribe it to you. And then you can search within those. And that was kind of one of the coolest demos they showed because we knew the rest of the stuff. The Motion Sense stuff, they confirmed that it's kind of a gesture your hand close to the phone. It'll wake it up. And then that's part of the face unlock to get that going. And then also that you can wave in front of your phone to change songs and to like dismiss alarms and timers and things like that. That's absolutely all the Motion Sense does at this point, which is, I mean, look, I've had the phone for most of the week and I think I've used the change songs things like twice, basically just to try it. And I don't set alarms on my phone, so I haven't used any of it, to be honest, other than the like hand approaching thing. So there's that. No fingerprint reader is kind of weird. Like you have to get used to the fact that you are only ever going to unlock with face unlock or your pattern or password or whatever. So that'll take some getting used to. I know iPhone people have kind of been doing this for a while, but for me, it's kind of weird. So yeah, I played with both the small one, big one. They feel like nice Google hardware. The back finish, while it's glass, doesn't feel like slippery or that really sort of polished Samsung glass. It has more of a matte finish touch to it, which is kind of nice. I don't think anyone should buy the black one because it's glossy plastic or glass, I'm sorry, and it's a massive fingerprint magnet. It's kind of gross. The orange and white ones, though, like really nice. People played with these things at this event for a long time. And there weren't fingerprints on either of them. I haven't had to wipe this orange one off in the like 4 days I've had it. So the greasiness factor, definitely orange or white. I mean, I can't say a ton of stuff yet, but I can just tell you that I have the phone. I'm not sure. What else should I say?
Well, really, you can't say too much without fear of prosecution. So, I don't know. I'd probably just leave it at that. What do you think about the pricing? Starts at, what is that, $799?
Yeah, so $799 for 64 gig. You know, when they go from 1 year to the next and don't raise prices, which they didn't, that's
sure
a good thing because normally these companies
that's
do
a win.
Like OnePlus raises the prices every 6 months. So, that's nice. But, yeah. Do we want to talk about some of the things they cut, which kind of make it a little bit frustrating?
Or just the fact that it's an overpriced phone in general. Yeah, I mean, we could talk about that.
Yeah, right. So 64 gig storage, 8 gig RAM, whereas like OnePlus's phones have 120...
8 gig of RAM.
I'm sorry, 6 gig RAM. Like mm-hmm. OnePlus's phones start at 128 gig storage. That's UFS 3.0. And then have at least 8 gig RAM, sometimes up to 12. Samsung's phones are getting there too. So you don't have that. You don't have a fingerprint reader. They cut the original photo, unlimited original photo backup, which Pixel phones kind of had for a long time. So they cut that. It has a dual camera setup, and a lot of people are going three camera setup now with these flagship phones, right? Everyone's doing not just single and telephoto. They're also throwing in ultra wide. It's like Google's a year behind in a lot of this stuff, which we feel like is kind of always the case with Google. They're always kind of like a year yes. behind, other than the displays, which have 90 hertz. Like they were kind of, they're not out in front, but they're one of the first couple to do that. So part of it is good. Like there's some things like that that are good, but then like, you know, design wise because they have this giant forehead, I could see your argument that these might be a little overpriced for what they are.
Well, thank you. I truly think that, especially when you have you know, companies like OnePlus who were, you know, giving you all those specs but at a more affordable price point. And I think that's important to take note of, and Google especially. I mean, they're not even matching the specs. I mean, they're under, and I guess, you know, I could see Google's point of view where it's like, well, you know, it's not all about specs. It's about the experience, and the software is great and all that. But really, like, all these phones have great software now. I mean, even Samsung's phones is like One UI is good software, right. And they're updating the phone. Like the Android 10 beta is already available, which we'll talk about. So really the gap between software experiences is becoming less with Samsung, OnePlus, and Google. Yet the hardware, the gap is widening in terms of hardware and specs. So I think Google's got a problem in terms of how it's pricing these things, and I think it's because of that A lineup, right? So if we can expect a Pixel 4a, then that thing, I mean, that's 4. Right, because we know it's going to have probably the same kind of camera setup. It's still going to have that same Pixel software in just less expensive hardware.
Right.
And this motion sense, from what we've seen so far, and the face unlock, and all this crap, like all this stuff, that doesn't even seem very good. At least from the initial things we've seen, not based on your testing. It's just not very impressive as a package to me, and I think it's not really worthy of an upgrade, at least from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, that was a lot. I guess I kind of agree with all that. It's hard for me to say, like, if you have a Pixel 3, like, you should run out and even consider doing this, unless you just, you know, have lots of money. If you have a Pixel 2, like, you're kind of at that point where, like, yeah, maybe you should consider it. Because you're 2 years in. But yeah, it doesn't feel like a massive upgrade of a phone. It doesn't feel like they've introduced some really, really like meaningful things. I mean, sure, there's the new assistant, which is super fast, but like the motion sense stuff and the design and all of that, like they don't really feel like you're getting a brand new, super worthy of an upgrade kind of phone. You know, like it looks pretty nice and stuff. You know, we initially like were kind of sour on the design, but now that I've got it in hand, we've seen it enough, like that stuff looks fine.
Sure. They downgraded the battery, dude, and they upped the performance of the device, meaning your battery life is probably gonna suck. And Pixel battery life was already really bad, at least on like the smaller Pixel. Pixel 3 XL, it was okay for me. It was nothing, it was never amazing. It was never like, oh my god, this phone just got really good battery life. Right. It's always something with these Pixels, man. And Google just cannot seem to make a perfect phone. Whereas, you know, I don't want to sound crazy or anything, but like Samsung, like their Galaxy phones ever since maybe the Galaxy S8 have like almost been perfect Android phones. Like there can always be improvements. And even like the OnePlus 7 Pro, like it's almost like the perfect Android phone minus the lack of real IP rating. Other than that, I mean, you got companies out here making close to perfect Android phones. Whereas Google, like you said, they're a year behind. And if you're a year behind in this business, you're like, you might as well be a decade behind. So.
Yeah. because everyone else seems to do everything so much quicker than these guys. So,
yeah. Oh, and also Shane Milton in the chat says, yeah, Google trade-in prices are crap. They totally are. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? I was looking at prices to trade in a Pixel 3 XL. They were going to be like 200 some odd bucks. Like, what is this? Samsung's going to give you like 600. This is
Samsung stupid. Will still Google. Give you, I think, more today for a Pixel 3 than Google will. Yeah. Like, that's not good. Like, Apple's doing this thing, I think, for the first time this year where they're taking iPhone trades, you know, to trade up, basically, and they're giving really high price for them. We know Samsung's been doing it for a while. Apple only does it with Apple phones. Samsung kind of will take anyone, and we know Samsung has given out some pretty crazy amounts of money for older phones. But for Google to, like, not even encourage their own Pixel users to trade in and trade up or whatever is kind of odd. I mean, you can't even get $300 for your year-old Pixel 3. Like, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. So, yeah. You know, like, there's a part of me, like, because it's a new Google phone, like, I'm excited about them and to use sure. them and to, like, take pictures mm-hmm. with the camera and use maybe the new assistant. Although the new assistant you have to use with gesture navigation. And then it doesn't work with G Suite accounts. So, like,
kill.
So, like, yeah, you have to have those things in order for it to work. So, like, there's a limitation there, which kind of sucks, which could, you know, that could get fixed, right? Yeah.
I don't want to get it twisted. I will probably love the Pixel 4 XL. Like, it's on the way, and I'm super excited. To use the camera, most especially, right, because I want to go out into Eastern Oregon where there's no lights. I want to take a picture of the Milky Way, dude. Like, that's cool. I just have a feeling that's not really, like, realistic, but we shall see. Yeah.
So, I don't want to sound like I'm down on the Pixel 4 and 4 XL, but because of what we know, because of where it's priced, because of coming from last year's phones, and when the new things are motion sense, which doesn't really do much that's very valuable at this point, the new assistant, which some of us can't even use because we have G Suite accounts, the worries over the small battery in the regular 4, and look, the 90 hertz stuff on the display is cool, but Google kind of makes it pretty clear that the 90 hertz stuff you see when you're interacting with the phone, so if you're scrolling or you're touching and swiping, it should work. And then they've kind of select chosen, like, which apps and stuff, and they're not really being that upfront, as far as I can tell, with who gets to access 90 hertz. So I don't even know if you're getting 90 hertz all the time. Like, it's kind of hard to tell. Again, we'll have more talk about that next week, but so there's some things. It'll be fun to publish sort of like final review stuff, and just to kind of get all of the thoughts out there, since all of your phones, if you pre-ordered, are coming like really, really soon. Brett Wright says you can force 90 hertz. You can force 90 hertz. So there is a setting in developer options where you can say, like, force 90 hertz all the time. I don't know that you want to do that. Like, even OnePlus with their 90 hertz, it's not on all the time. It also kind of does a select thing. Do you remember what the Razer phone or that ROG phone that you have right now, is the display high refresh rate? Is it on all the time, or is it also kind of fluctuate? It probably does, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's on all the time. Oh, wow. It's actually the most obnoxious thing ever, because when you set it to either 90 or 120 hertz, it sets a notification in the, like, the system settings, or where it says it's 120, which is cool. So
they don't
cool.
want you to use it all the time, is what that's saying.
Well, probably not, but, like, it's actually one of the, like, the setting icons. It's a setting icon, excuse me, not a notification. So it's a setting icon that you can disable. Okay. But, I mean, so I'm, from what I can, you know, you can actually see 120. Oh, okay. And when it's set to 120, I feel like it's always on 120. And that was the same with the Razer phone. Like, the performance, or at least the way it looked, always looked like it was 120.
Okay. So this phone... can't really say, but it's 90 hertz. It looks somewhat smooth. And yeah, I don't know that you should force it on all the time, because then battery's probably really going to take a hit. So we'll be able to talk about all of that next week. I would just say, and I said this, you know, before I ever got the phone, I think the day that after I spent time with both of them, just because of the small battery in the Pixel 4, like, if I was recommending someone get one, like, I would say the XL, just to be extra safe. I know you have quad HD and that 90 hertz, but you just have a bigger battery. I'm worried. Like 2800 milliamp is smaller. We talked about this, I think, on the last show. It's smaller than the Pixel 3, and the Pixel 3 without 90 hertz didn't have great battery life. So 90 hertz, smaller battery, that just seems like I actually honestly cannot believe Google did that. But again, we'll test it and see how that works. But yeah, like for Tim and I, we ordered the device, like we both got 4 XLs. Like I'm not going to mess around with that tiny little battery on a personal phone. So.
Dang. Yeah. I didn't know you went XL too. Welcome to the big boy
sure
club.
White XL.
Dang. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Another thing, no 5G. Not that I ever expected 5G, but there was like these rumors floating around that there might be a 5G version of the phone. There's not, and there never was. But Google said to PC Mag, like, there's no 5G because 5G, they didn't say 5G sucks. I'm saying that, but because 5G is not great, the hardware sucks. Like, you can overheat a phone pretty quickly. The connectivity everywhere, networks, they're not worth it. You would be paying more. The form factor of the phone could change. Like, Google basically said what reality is. Whereas like Qualcomm and all these carriers are like, no, 5G's here. Isn't that the slogan they always say now? 5G's here. 5G is not really here, and Google confirmed that by saying no, it's not even close to being ready. So. There is no 5G, just in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah, it's probably good. I mean, if there's one thing Google should not mess with, and that is like kind of network connectivity. We know they got a bad history when it comes to, you know, bringing out Nexus phones, PA Plus, and all that. Oh, it's just bad.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Sorry.
A couple other things to keep in mind. Pixel 3 3a will all be getting the new night sight stuff. So the astrophotography stuff should be coming. And we kind of knew that, right? It's just a Google camera app update. They should be getting that. Also, the live caption feature that is debuting. Well, I think we first saw live caption, what, at Google I.O.? And then it finally launches with Pixel 4. So live caption, like any video playing, it'll pull live caption on your screen for you. That's also coming to the 3 and 3A. So if you have a 3 and 3A, you're getting the new camera and live caption. I don't know if they're ever going to get new assistant, just because I believe that's running on the chip inside of the Pixel 4, but I could be wrong on that. Could be wrong.
Michael Tucker is asking in the chat if anyone is getting the Pixel 4 for Stadia. Oh, I can answer that. No. Are people hyped for Stadia,
no,
man?
No one's hyped for Stadia.
I really don't think they are. The gamers, like the PC and the console guys, they don't care about Stadia.
No.
I just don't get it. I don't understand the hype around cloud gaming yet.
There is no hype around it, I don't think.
It's manufactured, right? It's all manufactured hype.
Yeah, it kind of seems like
Tech that. Boner says he pre-ordered Stadia.
I did too.
I'm getting Stadia. It's cheap. I just don't understand Stadia. Like, I get the concept. I'm just saying, like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I get about it, which we've talked about, is that it's good for, speaking of Stadia, we can just get this out of the way. They announced a launch date of November 19th, which is kind of why we're all talking about it this week. Mm-hmm. The thing that I get about Stadia is that you can potentially play really nice games with really cheap hardware, like a Chromebook or a phone or whatever. Sure. You don't have to have a gaming rig. That's kind of the draw there. But there's still questions about latency and all these other things, which I think we've talked about. There's also, like, this week, like, Google confirmed that if you're using a Pixel phone, and I think they added the Pixel 2 and 3 or Pixel 2, I think, to the list of supported phones, because it's only initially going to launch on Pixel and then, like, computers and I think like Pixel books and stuff, but they confirmed that if you're playing through Chromecast Ultra, which is the only way initially you can play on a TV, not a regular Chromecast, not a Shield TV that can handle it, only Chromecast Ultra, you can play wirelessly a controller through that. But if you're going to play on your phone or your computer, you actually have to hardwire the controller in. So like the wireless gaming part of it actually isn't a thing. Like, so if it's on your Pixel 4, you have to USB-C plug into your phone to use it. So I don't even know if they should launch the damn thing yet. It doesn't sound like it's ready.
That's not
no,
ideal.
It does not really
yeah,
sound
it's not
ready.
Ideal.
Not that hardwiring a controller is ever bad. Usually that helps with input and stuff like that, input lag, but it still seems like the whole point is supposed to be wireless, right? So
it is very interesting that Google seems to be rushing the heck out of Stadia launch. Whereas you look at, say, Nvidia with GeForce Now, I mean, that thing's been in beta for, I want to say, years. It's just been a really long time, and they've been taking their time with it. And yeah, it's still not available yet. Google, I mean, they announced it this year. They're jamming it down everyone's throats. I thought maybe as like a perk for pre-ordering the Pixel 4 or something like that, you could have got some Stadia bonuses or something, but they haven't tied it all together at all, which I thought was kind of interesting. Yeah.
So, you know, like, we pre-ordered because we'll play with it. Also, I pre-ordered so I can lock my name in.
I am... What was it going to be? What like, your actual name?
I might just say Kellen. Might be that guy.
I guess that's cool.
But I have, like, a free invite, so you should be able to get yours. You could probably just take Tim if you want. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to try to do that. We're going to be those guys.
I feel like some Googler
has Tim.
Named Tim probably has Tim.
That probably is it.
What's more common of a name, Tim or Kellen?
Tim,
right?
I would definitely say Tim.
I feel like I know another Kellen, which is weird, but I don't think I know any other Tims personally. Not that it matters.
I probably know some Tims. I don't know.
Do you know another Kellen though?
Yeah, like growing up in the small town in Montana, there was a kid that lived in like the town over. And like we both played basketball, we had this like rivalry. I mean, I used to smoke him all the time, but you know, not to brag about it. Kellen, yeah. Anyways,
sorry, other Kellen.
Okay, so yeah. Anyways, we got the Stadia stuff out of the way. So other announcements. Well, is there anything else about Pixel 4 we need to talk about? They're coming next week. You can pre-order now. If you pre-order from almost anywhere, they'll give you either $100 gift card or $100 credit to wherever you get it from. While that's not necessarily like $100 discount, it just gives you a bonus.
Yeah, why not just $100 off?
So like Google, for example, didn't include earbuds in the box like they did with the Pixel 3. There's no dongle either. And they said, look, we're giving you $100 credit so you can just go buy headphones with this $100 credit. That's pretty much what they said. So, and if you order Best Buy, you get a Best Buy gift certificate. If you order B&H, you get one from there. If you order from Amazon, which is probably what you should do, they'll give you a $100 Amazon gift card. So
how about some free Pixel Buds or something?
Yeah, let's talk about Pixel Buds. Let's be done with the Pixel 4, because the Pixel 4, we just can't really say much until, you know, next week.
What day is it supposed to show up? Monday at people's doorsteps who pre-ordered?
What's that? Sorry, say that again.
What day should the Pixel 4 start showing up at people's doorsteps? Well,
the 24th is launch day, so I think everyone's expecting
anytime
should
before
be
then.
On the 24th. The only thing Amazon showed that if you were Prime, like, it would show up on the 23rd, possibly a day early. That could change, like, you know, Google or whoever the its shipping partner is with Amazon might be like, no, we got to hold that. But if you pre-order from Amazon, so far it looks like you might get it a day early. So
Dave in the chat says other Kellen wears his hats
that's what I was reading when you were asking that question.
That's pretty laughing funny. At it,
yeah. Yeah, other Kellen wears hats frontwards. That's right, other Kellen. All right,
poor guy probably walks around like, oh, shit, I'm the other Kellen. Although he does have the OK kind of like a acronym for his name, so that's cool.
Other Kellen.
Anyway,
All right, let's talk about Pixel Buds though, because this is actually something new that had not leaked. That was it becomes a little bit more exciting just because we had never seen anything about it. So new Pixel Buds were kind of the big surprise of the Google event. Actual true wireless earbuds from Google. So not like the original Pixel Buds, which had a wire between them and were terrible. New Pixel Buds, they go in a little case just like, I mean, it's not quite like this, but like this is, you know, Galaxy Buds, but it'll go in a case that you can take with you. It charges over USB-C, has wireless charging. You can just drop the buds in whatever way you want. Google did a whole bunch of things with the design to like help with that ear plugged feel, to noise, to isolate noise and stuff like that. Like they did some stuff to try to make them apparently the best true wireless earbuds ever. Unfortunately, they're not available yet at all. We don't even know. They're coming next year. I've heard spring next year, which seems like a really long ways away. So next year. And they'll be $179. So they're not cheap. I mean, like these Galaxy Buds, which are quite good, by the way, $129. So Google's are $50 more than these, which is kind of crazy. I know Samsung is like the mega hardware maker and they can drop prices on some stuff, but a $50 difference between these and Google, like Google's better be really damn good. Cause you can also go on Amazon and buy 8,000 different brands for $60.
$8.
Yeah, that too. but the Pixel Buds, they'll come in different colors. They look fairly minimal.
They look bad.
You think they look bad?
I don't. I think they look a little big.
See, I don't think so compared to some of the others, but I mean, they're not.
Well, some of the others, yeah, of course. But like, they look kind of fatty on that circular area that sticks out of your ear. Like, at least compared to the Galaxy Buds, which are pretty darn small.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare them to like the Surface Buds, which are a giant circle, which looks silly. And those new Amazon Buds are also quite large.
Oh my God.
So when you compare it to those, and then, you know, the AirPods like have the dongle thing that hangs down, whereas these don't. So when you compare it to those ones, not bad. But yeah, I would say they do look a little bit bigger than these Galaxy Buds. Generally pretty excited about the Pixel Buds just because like they'll have Google Assistant. They'll probably relay notifications properly like the other Buds did and things like that. So I'm pretty excited about them. Still, they're really expensive, and we have no idea how they sound. Like, at the event, there weren't, like, working units. They were just models, and they were just showing you, like, this is what they'll look like, and this is the case. But you can't actually listen to them because they don't actually work yet. So, kind of weird. They still kind of seem like a concept.
Dumb.
Yeah. But they look cool.
I'm super excited about them, though. Really but, yeah, I mean, they would have been a great holiday thing. But to wait for 2020, what are you doing, Google? Fail. Huge fail.
Not even,
fail.
Like, Q1. Like, this could be, like, Q3. Like, we might be waiting a year. Well, not, I guess not a year. That wouldn't be the spring. But, what, 8 months, maybe? I don't even know. What is, I guess spring could be that. March, April,
spring
May.
Spring could be, yeah, there. Late Feb,
so
even.
6-7 months, possibly. Or
way
or
too long, like that's,
I know,
period.
Kind of want them now, but it's fine. So those were at least one of the surprises that had not leaked. Everything else leaked. So Nest Mini, which I kind of showed you. So Nest Mini,
that's dumb.
Yeah, $50 for this guy. What's dumb?
Why does that? Why just the new Nest Mini? Like there's no need. I mean, they just renamed it and put the thingy on the back, right? There's no actual difference.
There's lots of differences. There actually is differences. Well,
I'm going to let you go ahead and explain that.
All right. So Nest Mini, 2 times the base, Tim, over the original Mini. 2 times the base.
So like 0 base, yeah. Still. So because 2 times 0 is still 0.
That's true. That is true. So improved base. I think there's an extra microphone to help pick up in noisy environments. The sound is supposed to be better, again, with the 2 times the base. There's an actual chip on board now to run commands that you ask it a lot, so then it'll run really fast, sort of like the new assistant on phone. So better sound, faster responsiveness in terms of commands. You can pair with another Nest Mini, get a little stereo sound action, which is something you can't do. And there's a little hole in the back, you hang it on a wall. that's pretty much it.
Oh, there's that. Yeah,
that's pretty much it. I think that's it. There's no, we thought there might be a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack or audio jack so you can maybe plug it into speakers or something. There isn't one. It's just a mute switch, power, and there's a new blue color. But so that's it. So better sound, which doesn't say a lot coming from the other Mini, faster, stereo, wall hangy thing. I think there might be even some sort of sensor that, like, if you kind of walk in the room, it'll kind of go, ooh, and it'll light up a little bit. That might be it. I mean, it's a nice improvement.
$50. I think everyone needs to have the Home Mini, at least like a few of them in your house. I guess I was maybe hoping for something a little better. I guess it's hard to add, you know, real good sound for under $50, but
yeah, and these things will be discounted during the holidays every day to like $25. So
yeah.
The only thing that sucks is a whole bunch of us probably already have Minis throughout our house. And this one being improved, you kind of go, well, it'd be nice to have the better sound, possibly stereo. All of those things actually sound great, but I'm not about to go out and buy like 6 more Minis to throw around my house. So kind of sucks.
Well, if they have like a trade-in program where I can trade in my old Minis, get the new ones for $15, that'd be cool.
Oh, someone mentioned Bluetooth 5. Yeah, it does have Bluetooth 5. So it's got some meaningful improvements, and it's, again, same price. So I think you can actually still buy the original Mini at $50, and I hope they remove that from their site very soon because no one should. It's funny because it's called Nest Mini, and it says second generation. But, like, if we're being technical, right? This is not because the other one is not called Nest Mini. It's called Google Home Mini. And remember, Google got really mad that one time where we were like, they're going to change the name to Nest Home Mini or something like that. And they said, no, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not doing that.
And like, this kind of proves that you were. You were. Anyway.
We got you, Google.
Let's see. So Nest Wi-Fi. Nest Wi-Fi, some decent upgrades there over Google Wi-Fi. So Nest Wi-Fi, it's now sort of a multi-part kit, if you will, whereas Google Wi-Fi was just the same unit and you spread around your house. Nest Wi-Fi is an actual like hub slash router that like is the base, right? And you plug that into your modem, and then it has these little like pod things. What are they called? I don't even know the names of each piece.
There's just the router, and then there, I think there's points.
Is that what they're called? Just points?
I think so. I'm
trying to pull it up now. You know, the computer's like dying. CPU. Oh, the CPU's down to 31% on OBS. Did our stream ever catch up?
I don't know. I think everyone turned off the video. I hope.
They probably did. I'm trying to load it, but yeah, my like computer is just dying apparently.
Pretty sure if you want
to. Okay. Either way, we'll call them points. So main hub, points. So the main hub upgraded. It's not Wi-Fi 6, but it's upgraded over the Google Wi-Fis that we once had. So should be faster. And then the points are not really that upgraded, although they do include a Google Home Mini basically built into them. So like the same speaker that's in Google Home, these new Google, or I'm sorry, Nest Mini. It's the same exact everything of a Nest Mini, except on top of it is basically like a Google Wi-Fi built in. So you have the main router, and then you have these little points that you can put throughout your house. It, you know, should be cool. They said they expanded the reach of it. So you maybe, whereas with Google Wi-Fi, you maybe needed three. With this thing, you might just need the main hub and then one point. So they've expanded that. It's not Wi-Fi 6 though, which really does kind of suck. Pricing isn't terrible. It's pretty similar. No, not really similar to Google Wi-Fi. Three pack is $349. Google Wi-Fi three packs were like, what, $269 forever, I think.
Something like that.
It's a little more expensive, but you do get, you know, a Nest Mini basically built in,
which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they seem like decent upgrades. The only thing
it seems like a really good upgrade.
Yeah, especially the like the base unit. Like the base unit, yes. There's major speed improvements there compared to Google Wi-Fi. What sucks though is the points. I don't think they have Ethernet ports in them. So you know, like right now, if you have Google Wi-Fi like in your bedroom, you could hardwire your TV, right? If you or your Shield TV in your bedroom, you could like hardwire network into your Google Wi-Fi point in your bedroom. I don't think these points have Ethernet. So that kind of sucks. So that's kind of a drop in functionality there, which is a little bit sad. And so you have the hub, which has those, the little points don't. What's nice is if you already have Google Wi-Fi, they work with this Nest Wi-Fi. So you, like for me, I bought the Nest Wi-Fi router to test. And so I'll use that and then I'll just use my other Google Wi-Fis because I have a set of those. So I'm not going to buy That's these cool. Wi-Fi points. I'm just going to use my other Google Wi-Fi. So you can do that. But
nice.
All right. Let's see. What else? Pixelbook Go.
Skip it.
I mean, Google basically skipped it. So Pixelbook Go is Google's new Pixelbook. It's not here to replace the regular Pixelbook. Because it's cheaper, it doesn't fold into a tablet form. It's just your classic sort of clamshell Chromebook. Starts at $650. You can spec it out all the way up to like $1,400 or something, which I don't know why anyone would do. Unfortunately, the first three models are full HD displays. And then if you go with the $1,400 one, which you never should, then you get like a 4K display, which sounds great, but I can't believe you have to pay $1,400 to get that. Google spent 45 seconds talking about the Pixelbook Go. It comes in black and also not pink or something like that, whatever they call it. They talked about it and then they moved on really quickly. Like you can pre-order this now. Actually, everything we've talked about outside of PixelBuds, I mentioned this, you can pre-order right now. Different shipping points, like Pixel 4 is Thursday. I think Google or Nest Mini is Tuesday. Nest Wi-Fi is November. Pixelbook Go, I don't know. Do you know when Pixelbook Go ships?
Nope. Sorry.
That's how much, you know, we paid attention to it as you know, Google showing.
I just don't know right off. I mean, I wrote it up. I'm sorry if I don't remember right off.
Sarah, that's right.
You want me to look it up? I'll look it up.
Yeah, you could try to look it up if you want. I don't know who's going to get really excited about the Pixelbook Go. Because if Google's trying to make a cheaper Chromebook, you know, there's lots of cheap Chromebooks. We've talked about the Chromebook thing and pricing for a lot over the years. Shane says ships October 28th. So there's another date for you. I'm sure it's nice. Like, the keyboard on the regular Pixelbook is really great. Chrome OS has come a long way. All this stuff. It's probably fine. It's probably fine. At $650, I'll let all of you decide if it's worth $650. I know Tim's answer, but
y'all crazy if you spend $650 on this thing. I got a bridge I could sell you.
Exactly. It should have been a 2-in-1, Sarah says. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I thought maybe this would replace the original Pixelbook, which is now like 2 years old, right? Because we got it 2 years ago, and then last year we got the Slate, and then now we got a Go. And so they haven't replaced or upgraded that other original Pixelbook. And not that it is slowing down by any means, but it seems like we kind of need a new one of those. You know, Google's hardware is kind of all over the place sometimes.
Just throwing stuff at the wall.
Sometimes.
Hoping it sticks.
Sometimes they do. So, speaking of things that did not stick, rest in peace, Daydream Platform, I think, is where we're at this point. Google Clips, I don't even know what that is anymore, although I think I own it. And also Pixel Buds first gen. All of these things are now gone. So Google announced all this new hardware at their event, and then as they were updating their website, they got rid of a bunch of stuff. And so Daydream View, which was the most recent Daydream VR viewer, it went away. And as it's going away, Google confirmed that the Pixel 4 and 4 XL are not going to be certified for Daydream, which is kind of weird. It's like their phones, their platform. And I don't know that anything has been certified for Daydream this year, has it? Or in a really long time? Like, I don't think any of the new OnePlus phones were. You know, Samsung wasn't doing anything with theirs. So Daydream as a platform, they've essentially confirmed is all but dead. They said the adoption never picked up. Developers never got into it. There were some issues where people didn't want to use it because they had to use their phone, and then they were disconnected from their phone. I mean, it's like, how did you not think of all of this stuff, Google? So, Daydream, rest in peace. Google Clips, you know, no one knows what Google Clips is or what it was for. It was like a camera that you set, and then it automatically recorded you, and then like it maybe sent it to your phone and did some stuff like that, but it's gone. Pixel Buds Gen 1 with the wire, those are gone too. I mean, they should be gone. They were bad.
Sarah is asking, so WTF am I supposed to do for phone VR? Cardboard? I think you're just not supposed to do phone VR.
Yeah. I mean, if you still have, you know, a supported phone, it's not going to stop working.
Not going
to. New phones, yeah, aren't going to be certified for Daydream, and they're not going to make any more Daydream stuff. Yeah. Correct. So your old stuff will work.
But, you know, if you're me, or if you know me, I would probably just say, stop. Stop doing that.
Stop doing the VR thing.
Get a real VR system, you know, like, what's that one? The Vive from HTC.
I still have pieces of it somewhere.
I see it hanging up.
They can't see it. But yeah, on this wall here, it's all hanging. I haven't fired that thing up in like 2 years. All right, so we asked a poll if people are buying the Pixel 4. 50% of readers said no. 41% said the 4 XL, and 9% said the 4. So half of readers, technically, if you expand on those numbers, are big Pixel 4 XL fans. I think you're making a smart decision. You're either passing or you're getting the big one. That's kind of where I think most people should be there. Orange. Not a bad.
It's peach.
Is it though? People keep asking me. They're like, how orange is it? Is it kind of pink? Well, like if you're watching the show, you can see DL pink right there, and then orange, pink, orange. See, it's not pink. So it's definitely not pink. I keep calling it like a bright
creamsicle.
Like it's creamsicle. It's definitely cream.
It's not it's a definitely creamsicle. Sorry, dude, you're colorblind. That's that fake peach color.
I mean, you're saying peach.
It's like a pinkish.
I kind of see it a little bit, but peaches are like more orange. Okay, you said the fake pink.
Not
okay,
the fake. Yeah. Not the. Yeah, the fake peach color is like more of a pinkish. Right. But it's not pink, so I don't know what to tell you. Google, just give us a blue phone, or give us like a legit orange phone. What's up with the off tones that we have to actually debate what the hell it is?
This is definitely a debate because, you know, like when they had not pink last year, it was kind of like a sand, barely pale pink. Like people really want to know what color this really is, and I don't really have an answer.
It ain't this color. This, an orange Tootsie Pop, that's is
oh
orange.
So orange.
That is oh so orange, baby. What you got?
Cream.
Not so
creamsicle.
Orange.
Creamsicle.
Creamsicle.
It's a nice color, though.
It's
got some good contrast on the back, you know, with the black edges and the black camera thing. You know, it's kind of a unique look. Kind of fun. Yeah, we'll talk
unique.
Lots about it next week, for sure. Okay, that's enough Google stuff. Anything else there? What was your favorite thing out of the whole, you know, made by Google event?
I'm gonna go with the Pixel Buds. I'm actually really looking forward to those. You know, just sucks that we're so far away from it. I'm digging wireless earbuds. I've been rocking the Galaxy Buds for a long time, except I'm really tired of having to download a separate app to control them onto non-Samsung devices.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Pixel Buds, Nest Wi-Fi, because I'm a weird mesh Wi-Fi guy. Like I love changing systems all the time, so that looks fun. But yeah, Pixel Buds, like they were the thing that hadn't leaked that Google seems like they put a whole bunch of engineering, design, and research into to create like a bud that works over some of the downfalls and pitfalls of some of the other wireless earbuds out there, and they also look kind of nice. So. And because they have like Google Assistant in them and things, I think they could be really cool. So yeah, that for sure. It's just too bad we have to wait so long.
I appreciate that Google spent more time talking and detailing the design that went into the Nest Mini Home or Home Mini than they did the Pixelbook Go. So I appreciate that.
They really did. I mean, they brought up the Pixelbook Go. I need to go back and look at the timer to see how long they actually talked about it. Donation from Matt Slaptab says hello. Says what about Pixelbook? It dropped $2. Said what about Pixel Stand? Any new ones? There's no new ones, but the Pixel Stand that came out last year, it just works with the Pixel 4. Like, there's no change to it. Same speeds and all of that stuff. It just works. So if you have a Pixel Stand or you want to buy one, it's just the same one. They didn't replace that. There's other accessories like $40 canvas cases, which Tim thinks are priced perfectly. It's mostly just cases.
Imagine being a sucker who buys a phone case for $40 plus.
It's kind of expensive. Well, if you get your $100 Google credit, it's a free case. There goes almost half. Well, with shipping, there goes half of your $100 credit on one case.
Holy moly.
Patty asks, no Pixel Watch? No Pixel Watch. Nope. No Pixel Watch. I don't think we'll ever see one. Maybe next year. Probably not, but.
I don't care if it's from like 100,000% post-consumer plastics or whatever they say. Nothing is worth $40 if it's just getting like putting on top of your phone. Oh man, because I assume it costs what, 5 cents to make, 10 cents to make. Come on, people! You got the wool pulled over your.
Brett asked if there was a Pixel Ultra. Soccer Burn's still waiting for Pixel Ultra. Yeah, no, we still didn't get a Pixel Ultra. It's like 3 years in a row I thought we might get one.
Jackson is asking, besides astrophotography, what's coming to my Pixel 3 XL? From the 4, well, you're getting...
Live caption.
And that's it, and astrophotography.
That's pretty much it.
Well, he's going to get new Google Assistant.
Are they though? Is everyone actually getting that? That's like on device processing, which nobody else has the chip that they do. So maybe they'll use the Pixel. So there's like a new chip, right? The Pixel Neural Core, which I'm assuming is doing some of the assistant and also some of the computational photography stuff. Whereas the Pixel 3 has the Pixel Visual Core. Maybe like the Neural Core is just a renamed version of that, so they'll be able to bring it to the Pixel 3. I should probably get a confirmation on that. Oh, the Recorder app. Yeah, everyone will probably get the Recorder app. That's one of those things Google might just release onto Google Play. It's just an app. Yeah. It's not using anything special, I don't think. I think it's just an app.
It is a pretty sweet app, though. Like, I'll never use a Recorder app just because I simply don't have a need for it. But if I was going to use one, I would use that app.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to use it for, but it's one of those things I want to use. So, yeah.
Totally.
Let's run through some donations real quick. Catch up. Sarah Washington a while ago dropped $13.12. Says, do you think more companies will adopt a DeX-like desktop experience? F cancer. Yes, F cancer. I don't know that anyone will do DeX-like stuff because it's just hard to compete with actual desktop software. Like Google won't because they have Chrome OS. Obviously, Windows. Well, Windows is creating a weird fork called, what is it called? It's Windows 10 something that they're putting on those foldable things. It's like a light version. So they're creating like a weird light version. I don't know. I mean, there's not really any other, you know, companies that would build something like that. Like LG could, but they're just failing. Apple won't because they have iPads and their own computers. So I don't think so. No Seeds Beast dropped $1. And then there was that Matslap says hello.
Excellent.
All right, let's talk about the news I'm really excited about.
Some actual exciting
yesterday
stuff.
Nice. Out of nowhere. Okay, so there's been rumors that there's new Nvidia Shield TV coming, right? There's like been rumors for a couple of weeks now. Didn't we see one at like FCC or Bluetooth certification somewhere in there? I don't know. Anyway, so yesterday, out of nowhere, the internet, because it finds everything, discovers on Amazon first, there's a new Shield TV Pro. And then shortly thereafter, the rest of the internet discovered on Newegg's Canadian site that there's a regular new Shield TV, but it comes in like a tube stick sort of form factor. Yeah. So
tube stick.
Kind of nice improvements here according to these listings, like new remote, which I think that's what has me the most excited is the new remote. Because if you have the 2017 version of the Shield TV, you know the remote is absolute garbage. Getting the batteries in and out of it suck. Whatever. So this is like a weird triangular shape, it looks like from these pictures. It has all sorts of buttons, dedicated Netflix button, play, pause, volume, voice control. It looks like an improved remote. The new device also has Bluetooth 5, which should help, I believe, with that. New processor, 25% faster performance. Still the same design, the normal TV, at least it looks like from these pictures. Dolby Vision. People seem really excited about Dolby Vision. AC, Wi-Fi, gig Ethernet. I mean, some of this stuff's been on there. Better upscaling of 4K content.
So I think, and I want to touch on the, at least what was shown on that Amazon page that is now gone, and that's the HD to 4K AI upscaling. Mm-hmm. Right now they have already an upscaling software on Shield TV, but if it's like a really good HD to 4K AI upscaling type of thing they got going on, that could be really dope, and that could actually be totally worth an upgrade, at least in my opinion, because there's a lot of content, say for example, a lot of content, Disney content in particular, that's on Netflix, that does not stream in 4K. It's stuck at HD. And so if this HD to 4K AI upscaling will bring that to 4K on your 4K TV, it would look badass. So that's something to keep in mind once Nvidia makes this all official.
Yeah, so Nvidia still hasn't acknowledged or announced any of this. Like these listings went up yesterday and then they were pulled almost as quickly. So what I've initially described was the new TV Pro, which looks just like the 2015 version. It's just got improved internals and then that new remote. The possibly the more interesting one is like this little, I don't really want to call it a dongle, because I think of like the Chromecast as a dongle. This thing's like this tube, One end has an HDMI port and a micro SD port, and the other end has like buttons and I think an Ethernet jack. Like, it's actually designed really unique. There's a power button, I think, too. But so this one, I believe same processors, at least according to these listings, Dolby Vision support, all that stuff, the same AI upscaling 4K. In the listing for it, though, it mentioned a Tegra Z1 Plus processor, like an extra processor. So there's X1 Plus and Z1 Plus, according to these listings. I mean, they're going to have to figure out like how those actually work. But so it mentioned those. And this thing's just smaller. And it takes SD cards, whereas the big TV Pro, you pretty much have to plug in like a USB stick or like an external hard drive. Whereas this thing, you can just throw an SD card in there, which, I mean, there's probably pros and cons there. But same remote. But the whole idea, like the description, I think, even said, like, you're supposed to just tuck this behind your entertainment center. Like, it's supposed to stay out of the way. So, yeah, I'm kind of torn on which one I'm going to buy. The TV Pro is $200 according to Amazon, and I believe the Canadian listing for the little dongle thing, it had it at like 200 Canadian, which is about 150 US, I think, is the conversion there. And I know we try not to like tell everyone like go with the conversion, but I think with Canadian and US sometimes that works. I don't know. So anyway, it'll be cheaper. It's a freaking dongle. So do you go dongle micro SD? Or do you go big boy external storage?
Well, for me, I'm sorry. The question for me is, we probably did get specs for the stick. I'm sorry. I didn't hear if you mentioned how much RAM has.
I don't know. 3 gig RAM in the big guy from one listing.
Right.
The little guy, which is, it was, yeah, I don't have that written. So if that leaked in that thing, I didn't see it.
So and that could be the big difference, right? Because there's certain applications on Shield TV. I forget what it's called, Light something, but they have specific game titles that require a minimum of 3 gigs of RAM to run. And so if the smaller guy is priced lower,
probably less,
and you know it's more like affordable, then it may have less RAM, which means it won't support certain things that the Pro does.
So the Pro probably is going to be the gaming guy. If you're not into the gaming thing, get the dongle stick.
The Pro is going to be the gaming / Plex server, you know, pirate guy.
Exactly.
Whereas the little guy is just your plain Jane, I just need to stream my stuff in really high quality stick. Tube stick.
Plex server pirate guy. It's like the perfect way to describe. Plex people are my favorite because they
can't stand Plex people. Because
Plex is like the whole point of Plex is for you to be able to cleanly use all of your pirate media and consume it.
Yes.
Like that is like the sole purpose of Plex. And I know they will go,
and
no, it's not. Like
that.
We could get a Plex guy on and interview him, and he'd be like, "No, that's not what we do at all. We're just a media server company, and that's what we do." And it's like, yeah, so you can put all your pirate stuff in like a really digestible like format. It's beautiful, but Plex pirate guy, I love it. Yeah, see, I don't have pirated files on my Plex. Sure.
Of course. And what else would you store there?
I rip all of my DVDs. sure you do, everyone. Plex, what a lovely service. It is actually pretty great. Absolutely. I used it for a while.
We love Plex
for super legitimate purposes. I used it for a long time.
Yes.
Anyway, so we have two new NVIDIA Shield TV products on the way. They both look, I mean, you know, I got Shield TVs on the two TVs in the house.
Deck.
I have the 2015 and the 17. I'll be swapping at least one, if not both, depending on how good this remote is. And assuming I can't just buy this remote to work with these two, that'll be a thing, which I kind of think they won't, because that's what everyone will probably just do. Well, like you said, that AI upscaling could be dope. So either way, very excited for the weirdest reasons that we love Android TV boxes so much.
Sure.
I mean, we use them all the time, though. Like, if you watch TV, like, this is how we consume our content, so.
I mean, besides my phone, I use Shield TV is my most used device ever. And, you know, and because, dude, NVIDIA updates the things. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason that people should not love their Shield TV. I mean, NVIDIA just supports the heck out of it.
Yeah,
so.
They do. They do a good job. So that's the other thing. If you're considering buying one of these, expect like years potentially worth of updates, which is great.
Yeah. I mean, the Android TV platform will be dead and NVIDIA is still going to be updating
probably.
It. somehow, some way. Yeah.
So this week, Samsung dropped the One UI 2.0 Android 10 beta on the world. In the US, too. Apparently, what is it? T-Mobile, Sprint, and unlocked versions or something were supposed to get it. Tim and I tried for like 72 days straight, and neither of us got into the Samsung One UI 2.0 beta. So I'm just curious, in the chat, did anyone get the Samsung One UI 2.0 beta? Because for a while, the thing was just broken. Like, the app to sign up was just broken and didn't work. And then it kind of worked, and then it didn't. And neither you or I got into it. Like, I mean, I was traveling to New York and trying, and you were at home on normal internet trying, and neither of us got into this stupid thing.
Yeah, it reminds me of that meme, the Titanic meme, where it's been 84 years. Like, it just, I can't seem to get it, dude. And I've cleared cash. I've uninstalled the app. I've rebooted the phone. I've stuck the SIM card in. I've taken the SIM card out. Like, I've just tried everything, and it's just, it won't show up. It's whatever. I'm kind of over it now. You know, looking at the change log, it's like, eh, it's got, I don't know, I couldn't even tell you what's in it. But
I couldn't either. I'm just so mad.
I'm just mad. Yeah, I'm just so mad.
I don't even want to look into it, because I just, like, wanted to get it and play with it, but.
Yeah. Nate Clements is asking if we have Gmail dark mode. So on our Android 10 pixels, yes. On everything else, no.
I only have it on one phone.
On one pixel, yeah.
On my Pixel 3 XL. So yeah, last week. What he's talking about is last week on Friday, I think, Tim and I at the exact same time both got Gmail dark. And we went, yes. Wrote up a post about it. And no one else on the planet outside of Tim and I, we just kind of went, oh, look, we got it. Everyone, it must be rolling out.
Everyone must be getting it. Felt really bad.
It still has not rolled out to anyone, I don't think, other than Tim and I. And my Pixel 3 XL has it. No other phone I own, including this Pixel 4, including my smaller Pixel 3, OnePlus 7T. Like, these are all Android 10 phones. None of them have it. That's right, Riggs. It's that influencer thing.
Yeah, I just feel bad because we got a very stern email from someone that weekend who's like, you guys need to stop saying the dark mail or dark Gmail's rolling out because it's a lie. It's like, oh, gee, I'm sorry. Like, if we don't keep saying that it's available, then how are you going to keep checking your phone to see that it's not available? So it's a vicious cycle. I understand, but after the show, 20 minutes after the show, you can expect a post that says dark Gmail mode's rolling out. Just because again. I like pissing people off, so there you go.
It was quite the weekend. Yeah, maybe today after the show it really will pop up again.
That'd be cool. I would love
that. I just kept assuming after we got it that it really would, because you and I get everything last. You know what I think happened is that our G Suite account, because it was supposed to hit G Suite people, I think, first. I think ours got, like, whitelisted. The only thing I can't figure out is why none of my other phones got it, other than just that one. I don't know. We were both so excited. Oh, man.
Yeah, we didn't do any type of fact-checking, and then we just straight rolled with it. But as we should have. I mean, we're always the last people to get anything.
It's rolling out. No, tier.
We got it. I was just letting
tier for us.
It's a blog. Tier. Yeah, it's our blog. It's not anybody else. Like, we got it.
I can't believe it's been another week, though. Not a single person has gotten it. What the hell?
Sorry, suckers.
All right, do you want to talk about the ROG phone, too?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to talk about it real quickly. Posted up a unboxing, not yesterday, but the day before. I think the video is still under 5,000 views, and we have, like, a couple hundred thousand subscribers. So, leads me to believe that no one gives a single shite about this phone. So, moving on. Big display, capable of 120 hertz refresh rate. Eat your heart out, Google and OnePlus. I mean, now this is performance. 12 gigs of RAM, Snapdragon 855 Plus processor, 6,000 milliamp hour battery. This thing's got three times the battery of a brand new Pixel 4. So what's cool is Asus built a ROG, not ROG. It sounds weird. It's ROG.
It's ROG.
It's ROG. So Asus built on top the ROG UI on top of Android 9 Pie here. And they have a couple of different skins, but you can actually switch between one of Asus's skins and just a classic Android UI, which is actually a nice touch. I was using that ROG UI, but it was getting... the icons were so ugly. And they're not all skinned, it's like some are masked, some are not. So I said, meh. Scott says, math is hard, Tim. Nah, dude, it's triple... It might be even quadruple the size of the Pixel 4 battery. So I got switched to just a classic Android UI. Very aggressive design on the backside here. It's got LEDs like the Razer Phone 2 had. So when you're in your X mode, your gaming mode, this is a mobile gaming nerd's wet dream device. It's awesome. If you're into mobile gaming, I played a few games. I was on a flight yesterday and I was playing some Call of Duty Mobile. And dude, this thing is sick. Sorry, I should actually clarify. I was not playing Call of Duty Mobile while on the flight. I was just playing games on the flight. But then when I got home yesterday, I was playing some Call of Duty Mobile. And the gaming performance is great. 12 gigs of RAM, Snapdragon 855 Plus, you would hope so. So, Sarah actually makes a fantastic point. I'd be embarrassed to pull that out in public. And I'm very into mobile gaming. You're actually kind of like, the phone is huge.
It's huge. Look at that thing.
And it weighs half a pound. Yeah. But it's just so aggressive looking. The design is just so interesting. You know, coming from, I was on the Galaxy Fold. That's a phone you want to pull out in public. you want to say like, wait, check out my phone. You hand this to someone and they are not impressed.
Probably not.
Not impressed at all. It's got bezels. The design, it's just sort of, it's different, but, you know, it's the ROG phone too. Not entirely sure if you should expect a full review because we're going to have the Pixel 4 and that probably takes a little bit more precedent over the ROG phone too. I think Marques Brownlee had his review of this device up last month. So go ahead and watch that, plug a couple more clicks for him and we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we do trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
Hopefully, it works. And so there's a delay. You really need to go audio only for this trivia.
Yeah, audio only, folks. Here we go. I'm still going to put on the lights. Oh, good. You got music going?
I don't
going?
Have any music going. It'll probably fry this OBS.
Brandon Fisher's trying to lie to me. He says, breaking, I have dark mode in Gmail. Just showed up.
Lies.
Prove it, man.
Lies.
Prove it. Send me a screenshot on the twit.
Now I'm going to look on my phone.
Oh, man. That's
nope.
Too fun.
Still don't have it.
Still don't
Big
have
lies.
It.
It's trivia time. I know we're supposed to be excited. Sorry. We were talking about Gmail, which is very exciting. Oh.
Talking about... ROG phone just kind of brought everybody down.
It really did. Wait, did somebody else just get Gmail? Are you guys now just like completely messing with us?
Yeah, they're messing with us.
Bertzer says he got it yesterday. What is going on now?
Now Bertzer is someone I can trust.
Now everyone has Gmail dark all of a sudden.
Okay. Sarah's telling me I need to hurry up. I don't know why, but I can hurry up. Today's prizes. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if Killen actually mentioned what the prizes
totally
are.
Didn't.
We've got 5 GeForce Now beta keys. So screw Stadia, get yourself some GeForce Now. One of the hardest betas to get into on the planet. We've got 5 codes for you. Anyway, I'm ready when you are. We can get right into this.
We can get right into it. You ready?
Yes, I know a few of you have already won NVIDIA beta keys. Feel free to win them and give them to your friends. I don't care. We're not going to limit anything. So
correct.
Let's have some fun.
Okay, question number one is up now.
What processor powered the original 2015 Shield TV? Again, what processor powered the original 2015 Shield TV? I'm going to take it. I see X1 from Sarah Washington. Yes, the Tegra X1, congratulations, Sarah Washington.
Congrats, Sarah. Sarah.
All right, you can leave now. Congratulations. I think maybe she was in a hurry or something. She's like, you better hurry. Just wins the first one.
Yeah.
And she's good. Okay.
okay, X1 it is. What was in the new one on those listings? The X1 Plus or something like that?
X1 Plus.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. How fancy.
Good job, Sarah. Welcome to the GeForce Now beta.
Is the X1 Plus the same that's in the newest Nintendo Switch? Because there's a new Nintendo Switch that got like an upgraded Tegra chip. Is it the X1 Plus? I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, I'm not a Maybe. Nintendo Switch guy. I'm sorry. I'm an Xbox guy.
I know you are.
Anyway, question number two, please.
Okay, question number two is up now.
Introduced with Android 4.1, what project aimed to make the OS quicker and more responsive? Again, introduced with Android 4.1, what project, quotes, aimed to make the OS quicker and more responsive? That's a lot of butter.
There is a lot of butter.
Good, you guys are smart.
Smart today.
I'm seeing Brett Wright.
Brett Wright had the first butter on my screen.
Nice. Congratulations, Brett Wright, with the correct answer, Project Butter. Project Butter was one of those better, unlike, really what was it, Slave? Or Solovay
was like scam, like prepaid, like carrier.
No, dude, there was something Project Solovay.
I don't know.
I might have them mixed up. The Soli and Solovay. Whatever. That's too funny.
Butter was one of the better names because it just perfectly matched what they were trying to do.
God, that is so funny.
Solovay. Volta, that was Sol- one, yeah.
Oh, Volta, maybe that's... I don't know, doesn't really matter now. Oh, thank God it's Friday. All right, let's let's go ahead and... Question number three
is up now.
What was the first Google Nexus device to feature 4G LTE? Oh, Svelte. That's what it is. Thank you, Nate. Again, what was the first Google Nexus device to feature 4G LTE? Brett Wright cannot win again, which is a hint to everyone else. I'm seeing Curtis Black.
Yeah. Galaxy Nexus.
Yeah, we will take Galaxy Nexus.
No one else could get it right.
Curtis Black, congratulations. You are the new member, the newest member of GeForce Now Beta from NVIDIA.
That's Curtis. Yeah, so the Galaxy Nexus had 4G LTE, and it was terrible. And then the next year was the Nexus 4, and they cut LTE because the Galaxy Nexus was so bad. And then they brought it back. This is not like this year where there was no 5G in the Pixel 4. 5G sucks. Back then, LTE was still rough, but it needed to be in the Nexus 4. The funny thing about the Nexus 4 is it didn't have LTE, and the battery life still sucked. Gotta love that.
You gotta love it. All right. Now we are to... All right. FYI, the next question may or may not be super hard. It depends on how long you've been following Android. So,
I think these good people luck. Are gonna know.
I think they will, too. They're all super smart. Question number four,
Question number four is up? No.
Federico Carnales is known as the developer behind what ex-popular Android app? Good. Again, Federico Carnales is known as the developer behind what ex-popular Android app? Oh, Nick Fisher. What? With the correct answer of Launcher
Betty,
Pro.
Betty, working that rewrite.
Betty
Still working on that rewrite.
Nice. Launcher Pro, congratulations, man. Nick Fisher.
The greatest early app ever.
I hope that guy, I hope Fetty's just chilling in wherever, Costa Rica, something just on a beach, margaritas all day.
If you don't know the story there, Launcher Pro was the original king of launchers, like well before Nova existed and Apex and any of those. It was Launcher Pro. Like if you had a launcher on your phone, you used Launcher Pro. And at one point, the dude, Fetty, basically just goes... I'm going to rewrite the whole thing, start from scratch. It'll be back. It'll be done fairly soon. And so then it became this like running joke, like how's the rewrite coming? And he's always like, it's going good. And we're pretty sure he just retired off of all the money he made from Launcher Pro and just never looked back. Cause he's never Smart surfaced man. Again. Like Launcher Pro is it. He disappeared to do the rewrite and then just no one ever heard from him again. Good times.
Excellent. Good times. That was really good times. And no, I don't think it ever came out.
Never did come out. We should just publish, like, not like a fake app, but like something that just says like Launcher Pro Rewrite, and just like do something fun with it so that people could download it.
Oh, dude. So, well, when is I'm checking real quick. Let me check the calendar here. February, April 1st, Wednesday, April 1st, 2020.
Just told everyone what our April 1st joke is.
Yeah, these guys don't. They won't remember. All right, set on the calendar. Okay, everyone, forget that. All right, here we go. Question number five.
Question number five is up now.
Who was the last OEM to produce a Droid branded phone besides Motorola? Again, who was the last OEM to produce a Droid branded phone besides Motorola?
Zach Webb.
I'm seeing Zach Webb.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
With the correct answer of HTC.
Sizzle. Zach Webb.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the Droid DNA, which we talked about last week.
2012.
It's two weeks in a row for the Droid DNA getting shout outs.
Kind of love that thing.
Mm-hmm. I
don't think I ever touched it.
It had like a matte finish on the back. That was basically a sponge for grease. Like, and it was one of those, you couldn't wipe it clean afterwards. Like, it absorbed grease and then you couldn't wipe it off. That's how badly designed that phone was. But it had a 1080p display. First one.
That scratched very easily. I remember Dave like put it face down on a table or something and it was scratched. Yeah. So whatever glass they used.
Victor says, is HTC officially dead? I mean, I would say so. Like, they came out with a couple of mid-range phones not that long ago, but they didn't make them. Somebody else made them and just used their name. So I'm pretty sure they're dead. Like, they haven't come out with a real phone in, are we over a year now? I think so.
Yeah.
The U11 Plus was like May or something, June last year.
Might be time for a post like RIP HTC.
Yeah, Vive is still alive. So their VR stuff, they actually still do. They actually just came out, I think, with a newish Vive headset. But as far as mobile goes, I believe they're dead. Oh, yeah, U12, not U11.
U12.
Yeah, I think that was like mid last year. They're just gone.
U12, May 23rd. That was U12 Plus.
Yeah, that's right. We got the U11 here. Didn't get the U11 Plus. And that's when I wrote the famous, I'm really looking forward to HTC piece. And then they dropped.
And you killed them.
They dropped the U12 Plus on us with fake buttons. Oh, yeah. Man. Just absolutely the end.
Good work. Good work on that. That's too funny. You single-handedly destroyed the company.
Really taking full credit for it, actually. Oh boy!
Such, you're an influencer.
Yeah, I'm an influencer. I have Gmail dark, and you don't.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Excellent.
All right, cool. Well, sorry about the technical difficulties on the stream delay.
Sorry, folks.
I will take care of that before next week because pretty sure we'll be back next week. We gotta talk more Pixel 4 stuff. We'll have lots of stuff to talk about next week. I'll try to fix that, see what's up with that. Apologies, everyone.
Excellent. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend.
Have a fabulous weekend. It will be raining here every day for the next 7 months, just so you know what we're up to. How's Ron? I haven't talked to Ron in a long time. I think he's got at least one kid. I think he's doing good. I haven't talked to him in a while. I think he's doing good, though. Got a family and everything, which is always fun.
Winners. Oh, yeah, sorry. Winners. Feel free to email me. I'm placing my email address in the chat. Although, you're all past winners. So.
Yeah, email Tim. He'll get your codes. Thank you to NVIDIA for sponsoring with the 5G Force Now beta keys. Sorry, I didn't shout you out in the opening, NVIDIA.
My bad.
I think that's it.
Winners do not have to pay for shipping.
No, they do not.
Well, thank you, Riggs.
All right, cool. Well, lots of stuff to talk about next week. So please tune in. It should be a good week. Lots of stuff going on just because Google did whatever. There's probably more coming as well. So thanks for joining us. Have a safe weekend, everyone. Peace.
Peace.